The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Out of Australia. Horrible story here.
Is the bull semen?
About 100 cryogenic cylinders.
Oh, that's not it at all.
But that stuck to the tape.
There's a bull semen story I saw out of Australia.
About 100 cryogenic cylinders.
Oh, you mean people that are like a lot of Ted Williams heads down there?
Or vats of bull semen.
Oh, the bull semen.
Oh, it is bull semen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exploded.
That stuck to the tape, too.
That stuff is worth a lot of money.
Bull semen?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How much is it on the black market there?
I have no idea.
Of course, you have a bull on the farm. Can you sell some semen in the backyard?
How much you got?
There you go. Is bull semen flammable? Puss?
I'm going to say no.
Is it like lighting a fart? You know, get the cooler out there, get the lighter out there, and the bull orgasms. Is it flammable?
We've been there.
I know. Pauly Shore and us. We hung out with Pauly Shore.
We've seen the extraction.
If you can find the movie Spooge with Pauly Shore, we're in that. It's a documentary. I'm going across the country, and he's extracting bull semen with us. That's been 20 years, that bit. That movie's still out there somewhere. I got a copy of Spooge.
They bring in a cow, so he produces.
Gets all horny.
Yeah, he gets a bull boner.
Yep.
And then they put a sheath over it. And I don't know if they electronically or electrically
stimulate I think what the sheath's there, I think it's more of it's a pocket pee.
Yeah.
It feels good when they put that sheath in there, and it goes to town.
And that's how they extract the bull semen. I have no idea.
But I don't know if it's flammable.
No, I doubt it.
Well, why did this explode then?
Well, because things around it were on fire.
Yeah, they got to do something to keep all that stuff super cold. I was guessing that might be flammable.
Sure. Each of the 100 cylinders.
You think there's a guy standing outside the barn that didn't die and just covered in bull semen? Like, what the hell was that?
You hope there is.
Of course I do.
Each of the 100 cylinders worth between $500 and $1,000. They contain shots of semen worth between $5 and $95 a piece.
Don't say shots of semen. How much a piece?
$5 to $95, depending upon the quality of the bull.
Is that just a shot?
Yeah.
Like a shot glass of semen?
I've given you the information I have, thank God.
Might be more of a syringe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Fire Commander Chris said the liquid inside the cylinders was rapidly expanding, and essentially the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top, and projectiles were being thrown from the building.
You need to give us a little moo before that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get a cow in here. Okay.
Vice Chairman Aaron Thomas told ABC he did not see it coming.
No.
Is that quote-unquote?
No. He did not say that.
Okay. At the metro.co.uk. The guy that wrote this, the person that wrote this, is a vile human being.
Hang on. Oh, man, my cow won't
moo on
won't
command.
Moo on command. No. Go ahead, Craig.
The person that wrote this at Metro is a vile human being.
Took advantage of the double entendre, the whole article?
Oh, yeah. It talks about how the vats of semen exploded and then, quote, splattering their contents throughout the building. And they also said that when the projectiles were being thrown from the building, that led firefighters to go into defensive mode, beating off any substances heading their way or towards neighboring buildings.
Well, you know what, though? I kind of like that he kind of took advantage and just did it instead of writing like a real article. want to have fun.
If you're if you're a writer, you get one chance in your lifetime to write about a semen explosion.
Firefighters moistened the flames for more than 2 hours before they got a grip of the situation.
Moist.
This guy had a script in his head in case something like this happened.
The vice chairman told ABC he didn't see it coming. And he added that a lot of farmers who had semen in the building said that it would be a huge blow for them. Huge blow is in quotation marks.
What else? We could write more of those ourselves right here, but
Yeah,
he had time to think about it.
Yeah, he did. Because he covered pretty much all of them. Especially beating off the
entendre that he could.
Yeah.
Summa cum laude to the firefighters, he wrote.
What's that Deadpool name that Puss's Farm's cow O-Face?
There you go.
Something like that.
I think it's a bull.
Yeah.
They say they're...
You're right, cow.
They say that there would have been substantial amounts of semen inside the tanks that they've lost, which was owned by the local farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be saved from the wreckage. It's going to be a real blow, they say.
So obviously nobody died in this. They could write this, right?
Right.
Good.
And they probably had a good semen insurance policy.
But there's just semen everywhere. I know, that's...
So many clips. Yeah.
Are there?
Are
you going to be busy most of the day just clipping that up?
Yeah, we're going to have to wait till after the show to get all these because there's just too many.
And that residual semen will last for years.
That's a band name. Residual semen.
Yeah, that is.
There you go. That's our team name for the upcoming disc golf tournament.
Residual semen?
Yeah. Residual bowl semen.
I like it.
Yeah, you can't just have... willy-nilly semen.
No. We got to be specific.
People in America may not be changing their underwear as often as we think they should.
Changing what?
Underwear. New survey from Tommy John.
I changed mine too much, I think, actually.
Shows that 45% of Americans. This cannot be right. Let me just say this.
Mm-hmm.
This cannot be right. 45%, almost half of us. Wear the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer.
Not me. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't. You do what you want to do. But, you know, because most, unless you're working out or something, your underwear is probably not getting that bad. But I just can't do that. In fact, I'm so anal about it, and that's probably the key word here.
Pun intended.
Because I will put underwear on at night, because I shower at night before. We don't shower in the morning, obviously. We wake up too early. And I'll sleep with underwear on and get up and change underwear because sometimes I'm digging.
I do that.
Sometimes I'm scratching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But 2-3 days in a row, Todd, usually you were a commando for years, so you didn't have to worry about it.
I don't care if you're not working out. If you live somewhere where it's 100 degrees,
your balls are sweating
you're sweating.
Right. Here's an example of where I might wear the same underwear 2 days in a row.
You're camping, right?
Well, no. Well, that's certainly that.
Right, yeah.
That's like 5 days in a row there.
Ugh.
That's going to be awful. I'll go home here, and then I'll crawl into bed, maybe 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So my underwear's been on maybe 6 hours.
Okay.
And I'll get up, and I'll wear different underwear because I'm going to go work out today.
You change underwear for your workout.
Those underwear will not be touched for the rest of the day. Maybe tomorrow morning I'll wear them again.
Oh, I got that.
So you got a total of 12 hours of that
underwear.
You're
working out underwear, right?
Okay. Yeah. Working out underwear.
Sweaty ball stuff.
And I have going to work underwear.
All right.
See, for me, the trouble with that one would be... I
would be on the floor somewhere.
I'd get
somewhere.
A pile of the... Okay,
I just have a lot of underwear.
Those are still good half-day drawers. Yeah? See, I would lose track.
And you can't keep track of that?
Yeah.
I would just grab another pair.
Yeah, and I've got another pair there, so why not just throw those in the wash and...
Put the clean one on.
Put the clean ones on,
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, well, that's always the default. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll...
Who took my half-day underwear?
Yeah.
You yell it out?
A lot of times.
The dog ate it.
Right. Christy will see them and just toss them in the laundry.
Yeah, obviously.
It's like, those had another half-day on them.
There's only half a skid in there. I think he's fluffing Bert now.
Now, 13% said they wear the same drawers for a week.
You know what? Let's ask Bert the question.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My yeah. wife said that the C word is the N word for women. And I was like, you're wrong. I go, slut's the N word for women. She goes, no, don't tell me what my N word is. It's C word. I go, so you're telling me you'd rather be called a slut than a And she went, yeah. She goes, because I know I'm not a slut. And I was like, okay. Then by your math, you definitely are a
Oh, yeah.
And I learned a very valuable lesson that night. If you call your wife a in public, no matter how hard she tries to stop it, she immediately becomes one.
Bert, funny stuff. How you doing, brother?
God, I forgot about that joke.
Yeah, you forgot about it?
Oh, I forgot about it. Until, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, I haven't heard that in a like some jokes for a special, mm-hmm. you write like leading up to the special. It wasn't in your act for like a year.
Right.
And you're like, oh, wow. Like I told one joke on a special about my daughter falling at a zoo and tripping a blind person.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, did I write that the week of? Because I could really workshop that.
So you're coming to town.
Brilliant dropping a seat. So, yeah, you would lose a lot of the audience normally. You know,
I love the C word. Right. I love the C word.
Yeah, we all do.
And by the way, I think I'm going to use it. I don't care. Like, I know that, and I'm sure I probably use it in this new special I'm working on. But you leaving, baby?
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter's leaving. I love you. Have a great day at school, okay? Did you wish mom happy birthday?
Right.
Okay. I love you.
Hey, it's your...
Bye.
How old your... First day of school. Georgia Chrysler. She's off.
How old's your daughter? How old is her? Which daughter's that?
This is my oldest daughter. She ran the. She was the drone operator on my recent Instagram video.
Do you have your underwear on?
You haven't seen it. It is beautiful. It is a work of art.
What are you doing in it?
Oh, you got to see it. Just got to see it. It's so good.
Okay.
It's so good.
All right. How old's your daughter?
15.
Oh, okay.
But a young 15 doesn't smoke weed, is still a virgin, you know.
Won't be too long.
As she's walking out the school.
Yeah. Yeah, did you like how I just put that under my breath? Like,
totally.
I'm still a virgin.
Bert, congratulations on all your success. You said the C word. When you're overseas in Britain, all those tours over there, they say it all the time, right?
Yeah. Australia, too.
Yeah, I think that's where I got used to it, was that everyone was dropping it, and it wasn't a problem to say it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I came back, and I was like, I kind of fell in love with this word.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how women hear it.
They don't like the word. If you're not calling them that, which you don't do, you try not to. they don't even like the word being said, which I never understood.
Oh, and the lead into that joke, which is absolutely hilarious. This is my favorite part of that word, and this is what got me saying that word, was that my daughter Isla was yelling it at a water park at the top of her lungs. And I was with my buddies Eric and Steven, and I was like, and all the moms were there, and I go, Isla, you can't say that word. She goes, why not? I said, it's a horrible word. She goes, what's it mean? And I was like, wait, you don't know what it means? And she was like, no, what's it mean? And I looked at Eric. I was like, well, let's go ask Eric's wife. She's one. She'll tell you. And I said that, and then immediately we went to dinner that night, and I was like, yo,
wait.
I'm going to be telling that on stage. Her name is Lynn Grusin. That's the woman's name. And I was like, Lynn, I'm going to be calling you that, and I need your approval because I'm putting in my special.
Right.
What's hilarious is I say her real name, and everyone texts her like, hey, just out of curiosity, do you know Bert Kreischer?
That's a great way to put her in the special. Bert's live, by the way, Kansas City, Arvest Bank Theater, Thursday, September 26th, Friday, September 27th, in Des Moines at the Civic Center there, Des Moines Civic Center, Saturday, September 28th, and two shows in Omaha at the Holland Center the very next night, which is September... Well, I got that post.
29th. Sunday night, September 29th.
Yeah, two shows
there. I'm curious, how old was your daughter when she was... spouting that word,
the C-bomb.
She was probably, this was a while ago, so she's probably 8 or 9.
Ah, that's cute.
Yeah, she'd been dropping the N-word the day before, so yeah, it was really cute. No, but the best was my oldest daughter had said, "Dad, Isla saying the N-word," and I went down. I was like, "Isla, you cannot say that word." She's like, "Oh, Dad, it's cool. The teacher said you can say it if you are one." And my wife's like, "What?" I was like, "She's like, the teacher said you can say it if you are one." I was like, "I think that's the rule, but I don't know how that applies to you." She was like, "Dad, I'm a nerd." I was like, "Oh, you think the N-word's nerd?"
Oh, my God.
She was like, "Yeah, what do you think it is?" I was like, "It's nerd. It's nerd." My nerd.
My nerd. What up, my nerd?
My nerd. And then all night long, we were just abusing it. Anytime black people walked by, we were like, "Nerd alert."
So what do you? Yeah, congratulations, by the way, on all the success, man. Obviously, you're enjoying
thank
it, right?
You.
Yeah, I mean, you're kicking ass and having fun. How the crowd?
I'm the happiest I've ever been, probably.
Oh, really? How's your alcohol intake these days?
Zero right now.
Really?
I've been home for like 3 weeks, and I got home. I've been partying. We spent 6 weeks on vacation this summer.
Oh, good.
And I went to Australia, Bali, Alabama, La Jolla.
That was just
Clearwater.
Vacation.
I was everywhere.
That was vacation.
Yeah, just.
Not working.
Yeah, just vacation. Well, I toured in Australia.
Got it.
And so, and then I toured, and I did some dates. I did a couple theaters. I did a theater in Philly, and I've been partying. And so the second I got home,
And that's where you learned to embrace the C word, was Australia and Philly.
And Philadelphia.
Exactly. And Philly.
Yeah.
Philly is filled with them.
So you've been awesome. When's this tour kick back up then? These dates were...
Starts up September 12th in Los Angeles.
Oh, so you're
September 12th, or in San Francisco, and then comes down to Los Angeles, and the tour buses meet me in San Francisco. My dad and I are playing golf at Pebble Beach the 2 days before the tour starts, and I figured if I could get my body into shape for the tour, like lose some weight,
right,
don't drink, that I could go really hard
while you're
on the tour. So
it's a good idea.
Yeah, because who wants to be in a tour bus sober reading books?
No, nobody does. And you're right.
Nobody.
You got to train to go on tours where you can just have some fun. I get it. Yeah.
And then will you be observing Sober October again?
We will. We're doing Sober October. We're trying to figure out what the challenge is.
What is the challenge?
We had toyed around with, hold on 1 second. Hey, have a great first day at school. Okay.
How old's your other daughter? I forgot.
Isla's 13.
13, all right.
Isla, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
Isla, I love you.
Whatever, Dad.
Say it, Isla. I love you. I just, I was walking, I was on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was walking to her, and I had my hand, and I reached into my pants to itch myself.
Yes.
And then I walked up to her, and the look on her face was like, she goes, "Do not touch me with that hand."
Was this while you were saying I love you?
This is... right before I kissed her, I walked to the door, and she just shook her head. She goes, "Do not touch me with that hand."
That's what we do, though. We always scratch, no matter what, especially around our own house.
Yeah.
We scratch.
Yeah. Yeah. He has hands inside his pants. It was an inside scratch.
Yeah,
it was a little different than the outside.
I'm in a pair of sweatpants, and I reached in, full scratch. Like, literally, dude, they both saw me naked twice in Bali, both of them.
Oh, how?
Like, I could... I got a rash one time, so yeah. I was joking around to Leanne, mm-hmm. and I was naked on the bed in Bali, and I was laying back like a baby. I was like, "Put powder on me, mommy." And Isla and Georgia walked in and saw me on my back like a turtle, legs in the air, and both of them walked in like,
"Yeah, you don't want to see that."
No.
No, you do not want to see that. The best is my daughter, one 4th of July, saw my dad naked and was like, "I don't need to see fireworks tonight, Dad."
Yeah, you don't want to see your grandfather naked. That's worse than your dad, I would think, man.
Your daughter's daughter.
See, but I grew up when I saw my dad naked a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I had no problem with that either. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember one time he got in the shower with me. He's like, "You're taking too long. I got to get to work. Move over." I was like, "Hey."
How old were you at the time?
22.
I was going to say, do we need to talk this out?
Hey, Bert, where can people find your dates all across the country in case you're not listening to us right in this city right now?
BertBertBert.com.
That's right. BertBertBert.com.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah, everything's at BertBertBert.com.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Is Netflix stuff, is BertCast, is YouTube stuff. He's everywhere doing everything.
Yeah, you are, man. All right.
I'm trying to. I'm doing a new another special in November 23rd.
And pulling it off, by the way, too. None of it is half-assed.
Where are you recording your new one?
I was going to tape it in Omaha.
Yeah?
But, but I had a hard time finding a venue where I could do four shows.
Got it.
So I'm doing in Cleveland. I'm doing six shows in Cleveland.
Oh, so you want four just for continuity purposes to get all
yeah, right? I wanted to shoot four, but the size of the venues in Omaha were either like super small where I'd have to do 10 shows,
right,
or like super super big. And so Cleveland had a place that was 1,200 seats that worked out well.
So you have your shirt off anyway. So you just wear the same pants every night?
Yeah, those jeans barely get washed on tour.
Are you shirtless at
and
home?
And I don't wear underwear, which apparently is aggressive.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't wash your jeans, you don't wear underwear.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
They got to stink, man. They stink.
I have had it where I've been sitting go on a plane at times going like, what is that smell? No, and then you realize, oh, that's me.
Oh, that's ass.
I've done that in college, but come on, Bert, you can afford new jeans or wash jeans.
Yeah, but you get a pair of jeans and they're tight the first day you get them.
Yes.
And then they start loosening up and you're like, oh, now they fit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And now that you achieve a certain degree of success, you're just eccentric.
Yeah.
Before, you were weird.
It's like Jim Morrison had the same pair of leather pants for his whole life.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did. That's probably one of the reasons you're scratching all the time there.
and he died at 27.
Bert, congrats again, man. We'll see you soon. Hopefully, we'll definitely see you in September, man. But that's very cool, man.
Awesome. I'd love to come in if I'm around.
Right,
I'd love
cool,
that.
Brother. All right, buddy. We'll see you soon, man. Thanks.
Love you guys.
Right,
thank you.
You, man. Bert Kreischer. BertBertBert.com.
That's Bert with an E, by the way.
Arvis Bank Theater in Kansas City, Thursday and Friday. That's one show each night, September 26th, 27th. In Des Moines Civic Center, Saturday, September 28th. And September 29th, two shows at the Holland here in Omaha. And we love Bert. And, he's one of the good guys. And he got famous, and we love that for him. As everybody we know gets famous, right, Todd?
That's been most of our career, is watching other people's careers skyrocket, and we're the benchmark. We stay the same. That's why I love those comedians. Yeah. They get more and more famous.
A lot of them do.
And we stay the same age.
Yes, we do.
Damn.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.